It's Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer.
Listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Manafort on real estate fraud, but no collusion. John Catsimatidis, our favorite billionaire, will be here later to weigh in on that and the Boeing story. Shelley Goldberg comes along with how to make history come alive for our kids. We'll discuss that parenting hack in the Express today. Kristen B. Tate on Dems in 2020, and we start with Kelsey Harkness Bowler right now.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog.
He's come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing a role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, and just for the record, because I think that my next guest has done something extraordinary in the day and age in which we live. She actually took the name of her husband, which if for public females, this is a remarkably traditional thing to do. Kelsey Bowler, you may have known her as Kelsey Harkness. Welcome back to Kevin McCullough Radio. It's good to have you, lady.
It's great to be here, and thank you for that. I have to say it was a difficult decision as a female who worked really hard to build up some name identification to change my last name, and I appreciate the support. It means a lot.
Well, and it's not, I don't judge, so I have another very good friend, Kaylee McEnany, who got married, I think, right around the same time as you, within a year or so. And she married a Major League Baseball player, but she's done a lot of front work for the RNC, and I don't blame anybody for the decision that they make, but it does do my heart a little bit of good when families kind of unify around that one identity, and I think it's helpful for the kids, if there are any, in the future, and kind of what they grow up to be. So, my congratulations, Kelsey, on a very happy new chapter of life for you. I'm glad to have you on today. People that have heard you in the past know that you edit one of the day of the week's editions of a thing called the Bright Newsletter, which is really a newsletter designed to help people like my bride and others like that don't have a lot of time to consume a wide variety of news sources, to kind of condense everything down and give them a snapshot of what's going on. But I also read it, and I think you have a lot of men that probably do across the country as well. And today's was especially interesting to me because of the level of reporting that you had on a couple of stories, and I want to touch on both of them if we have time. But I want to get your reaction right up front to this burgeoning, growing scandal of these celebrities, coaches, agents, rich people, well-to-dos that spent millions and millions of dollars to get their ungrateful kids placed in universities that they didn't want to go to and pretty much were just there to party. Kelsey, give us some perspective on this.
Right. So I have two major takeaways from this story. The first is that I'm not really surprised that we have wealthy actors, actresses, and elite Americans who have too much money to spend and decide to defraud the college admissions process. I guess the only surprising part about this is you wonder why they didn't just purchase a building so that the system was actually legal. They decided to work through this very intricate back channel that involved hiring fake people to take college exams. But what surprised me the most was that the number of college coaches who decided to willingly go along with this process. And the reason I'm surprised there is that these coaches are so important to our children's development. They have such a huge impact. I know as a college athlete, I was heavily influenced by my college coaches. And to think that these coaches are susceptible to these types of bribes, I think is really disheartening. We come to expect it from wealthy elites, but I didn't necessarily expect it to come from college coaches. So that's one big takeaway that I had. I was disheartened by. And the other is I just hope this story opens a very honest conversation about the state of college in our country today. It has become way too expensive, really on the shoulders of everyday Americans, many of whom are not actually attending college. I think a lot of people would be surprised to hear, probably just people in the New York, Washington, D.C., California areas would be surprised to hear that only about one-third of Americans actually attend college. So for the rest of Americans, through taxpayer dollars, to be subsidizing these hugely expensive college loans that enable more and more people to go to college and therefore enable colleges to just keep inflating the price of college, I think is hugely problematic. Colleges really have gotten away with far too much, and I think we need to have a serious conversation about whether this system is fair to all Americans. I would argue very clearly that it's not.
Well, and that's just a comment on just the structure of how the college system is operating. That doesn't even begin to scratch the surface of what kids are actually getting when they're being indoctrinated into primary leftist ideology at most public universities now, and many private universities. So I couldn't be more in lockstep with you on all of that, Kelsey. And I think it's really important. And I think this has ripped the mask off to some degree at what a fraud this thought is, that you have to go get a university degree by XYZ University in order to be of worth to anybody. Because even in the case of Lori Loughlin's daughter, she had already developed a following on Instagram. She was an influencer. She could have developed an entire industry out of whatever she wanted to develop without ever taking up a bed in the college dorm space to begin with. And I know that some of this is the pressure of the parents to make the kids fit into a, you know, square peg into a round hole. And sometimes that's just not right. In fact, the more that public universities have kind of gone off the leftist cliff, the more I'm tempted to say to my kids, if you want to go to college and if you want to go to university, we'll figure out what's the best match for your interests. But if you want to pursue a vocation that we can get specialized training for your vocation, and that's what brings you joy in life, and you excel at it, I want to be about pouring water and seed on their gifts and helping them to flourish in those arenas. I don't care if they have a degree after their name. And I just think that the more that our society has lent itself to that over the last generation or two, the more worthless those degrees have become, to be candid.
Right. And what's sad is that children really are the victims to this entire scandal, which includes the, you know, FBI investigation that we're talking about, yeah, but also the larger scandal when it comes to what's happened to higher education in America, with kids being pressured to attend college when it's not necessarily right for them, and then them being pressured to take out these loans that they can't afford, trapping them in a cycle of debt. When really, as you said, we need to look at kids as the individuals they are. You know, I grew up with two sisters. College was right for some of us and not right for others. Everyone should be able to take their own path. And if we, if we highlight that, then I think the entire country will be better off, because ultimately, when you're passionate about whatever you're doing, you're going to, you know, the money will follow. I really truly believe that.
If you love what you do, you never work a day in your life. That's just
exactly
the truth. So the other story that you also reported on in the Bright Email, and by the way, friends, you can get the Bright Email by looking up Bright Email on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook. You can also just go to the website, getbrightemail.com. And I highly recommend it. And Kelsey edits the Wednesday edition. You reported on another story that I had not seen anywhere, and that is that Mike Lee has introduced a family leave option that is really kind of conservative friendly in terms of how it's being presented, even though there is some disagreement on whether or not it's a good idea. Tell us how it would work.
Right. So this was a plan actually designed by the Independent Women's Forum, where I am a visiting fellow. And what it would do is enable women who either have just given birth or have adopted a child to tap into their Social Security plans early. So to enable them to take a certain amount of time off to care for their children. On one hand, it is conservative, you could argue, in that it's not creating an entire new program. The problem is is that we know Social Security is already insolvent. The American Action Forum estimated this proposal would add $226 billion in debt between now and when it actually does become insolvent in 2034. And, you know, if this is a program that's already not working, is sort of doubling down on it the right answer? And one important question to raise is, you know, this, in many ways, this plan is the best alternative to proposals that the left is coming out with, which involve massive new entitlement programs that are hugely problematic. But on the other hand, you know, if we do move forward with this plan that involves social tapping into your Social Security early, do you really believe that, you know, in 20, 30, 40 years, the left won't come down and say, hey, it's really unfair that women only are only getting 80% of their Social Security plans. They are now being discriminated against. This is another example of the patriarchy. We need to repay them. So ultimately, I think it runs the risk of actually becoming the very thing that we're trying to prevent as conservatives, which is this whole new entitlement system.
Sure.
So it's a very tricky issue where, you know, actually I'm involved with organizations that are on both sides.
Right.
I think the most important message here is that we need to still be encouraging private companies to be doing what's right. And if they're able to provide these plans on their own so that the government doesn't need to step in, we know paid family leave is already on the rise in the U.S. One third of workers are already reporting that they have access to this. The top 20 employers in the U.S. are doing it. So companies are moving in the right direction. And I think we need to, wherever you fall on this proposal, we need to be pressuring private companies to continue doing that.
I actually agree with Kelsey Bowler. So I'm not going to take the Heritage Foundation side or the Independent Women's Forum side. I'm going to take Kelsey's side. Do it in the private sector. That's what I'm saying. Kelsey, it's great to talk to you. And again, she's a visiting fellow at the Independent Women's Forum, and she's a part of the Heritage Foundation's Daily Signal. She's a reporter for them. She does video reports and writing, and she also writes for The Federalist, and she edits The Bright Email, and she's a new bride, and she's not busy. She doesn't have anything going on. Kelsey, always great to have you with us. Thanks again. Coming up next, Kristen B. Tate joins me from The Hill. We're going to talk Dems 2020 and have they shot themselves in the Fox News foot? I think they did. We'll talk next.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
We are looking at delays of close to 40 minutes going back to New Jersey at the Holland Tunnel from Canal Street. Slightly better than that from the other approach. You save yourself about 10 minutes. Citybound, about a 5 to 10 minute wait. If you head upstream to the Lincoln Tunnel, it's about a 10 to 15 minute outbound wait, 5 to 10 on the citybound side. George Washington Bridge, pretty good at the moment. On the outbound Pulaski Skyway, just past the tunnely traffic circle in Jersey City, there's an accident blocking the right lane. Turnpike northbound Western Spur at 15W, that is a crash being worked on. Taking a look at your ride in the five boroughs of New York City, northbound West Side Highway in Manhattan's low from the 70s on up. FDR just littered with crashes here on the northbound side, but four accidents between the Brooklyn Bridge and the 30s. The biggest one will be right by 34th Street with one lane out of service. Stays heavy up to the Triborough Bridge. In the Bronx, westbound Cross Bronx slows, Bruckner to the GW Bridge. Northbound Deegan slows from the Triborough up to the Cross Bronx. And now you know how not to go. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Syracuse begins ACC tournament play tonight in Charlotte. Hi, I'm Matt Park. Join Jim Sadlin and me for the Orange and Pitt at 9 on AM 970, The Answer. New York's radio home for Syracuse University basketball.
Hi, I'm Steve Adubato. Every Sunday, Steve Adubato's Leadership Hour brings you valuable tips on how to become a better leader. I'll also interview leaders in government, business, and other arenas. So catch me, Steve Adubato, Sundays at 2 p.m. for the Leadership Hour, right here on AM 970.
This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America, one life at a time.
I was having a lot of pain in my right hip, and it was causing my leg to be numb below my knee from the hip all the way down. I wasn't getting any sleep. So on top of it, I'm tired. I'm sleep deprived because I'm in pain and I'm not sleeping. So I decided to start taking these things, and the pain is gone virtually. I mean, 90%, maybe 95%. It was just amazing.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by using discount code THEANSWER. The price of fruits and vegetables is going up. Call now to see how you can lock in your price of fruits and vegetables for an entire year and get free shipping on every order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEANSWER.
Ever wonder what the real story is behind a headline-making legal case? Or the reasons for a judge's decision? Well, every weekend on our station, Champions of Justice with Tom Girardi features revealing interviews with those who make the laws and those who protect your rights through the rule of law. Tom asks the questions and you get to hear the revealing answers. So join us Sunday mornings at 10 for Champions of Justice here on AM 970, The Answer.
Let me tell you about Steve Perillo from Perillo Tours. Perillo Tours has been operating for 74 years. Steve represents the third generation of America's favorite travel company to Italy. I could tell you why you should choose Perillo to plan that once-in-a-lifetime trip to Italy, but why not listen to some of the folks who've lived it?
The service and the quality of everything with Perillo, as well as Italy itself. No book can describe it. No pictures can describe it. It is just breathtaking.
Talk to someone that's been on a Perillo tour. I guarantee that they will say that is the only way to go. Perillo has provided every convenience that I could want.
Perillo Tours does everything. They arrange the details. You don't have to lift a finger. They do everything.
Be one of the first listeners to request a Perillo Tours brochure and receive a bottle of Botticelli premium quality Italian extra virgin olive oil. Limit one per household. Call 888-PERILLO. That's 888-PERILLO. P-E-R-I-L-L-O.
Our hosts all look like GQ models. See them now at am970theanswer.com.
Libertarian or conservative? How about a take on government that's just chock full of common sense? Kristen B. Tate gives her take exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
These rich parents not only robbed their own children of the chance to succeed fairly, but also for the chance to fail. I mean, really, I've learned so much more from my personal failures, Charles, than I've ever learned from any of my successes.
All right, that's my next guest, Kristen B. Tate. She's with us every Wednesday, and Kristen, it's good to have you back. Thank you for being here. Happy Wednesday to you.
Happy Wednesday, Kev. Pleasure as always.
So we just wrapped up an interesting conversation with Kelsey Bowler, used to be Kelsey Harkness over at the Daily Signal. And this story has really captivated most of the women that I speak with on a daily basis. In fact, my lovely bride last night, who you've met, she had a lot to say about this college scandal. And, you know, it's wide, wide reaching with all those different coaches on the payroll across the country. I mean, it's just really astounding to think that these lefty elitists who are trying to get into left-leaning, lefty higher-end universities have to cheat. I don't know. Maybe it's because of all the affirmative action and kind of left-leaning policies they've granted these institutions all these years. But it certainly seems very out of touch with Joe and Mary America out there. What's your connection to this?
Yeah, it's unfair. It's infuriating. But, I mean, talk about a glorious fall. These people look pathetic now. But how humiliating. I mean, you have to spend $500,000 to get your kid into USC. That means you have epically failed as a parent. I mean, really, if you have $500,000 to spend on college bribes, you're not even going to go for the Ivy League. It's really just
right.
Embarrassing for everyone involved.
Well, and here's the other thing that strikes me is that it's pretty obvious, at least from Lori Loughlin's daughter, that she had no real desire to be at school. And just from a free market standpoint, absolute free market standpoint, she's already an influencer. She's already got, 2 million people following her on Instagram or whatever. Like, I'm not even of the opinion anymore, like it was when I was growing up, that my kids are going to have to go to college to be successful. What I want to do is find out what they're good at and kind of layer on the resources to help them explore that. And if they can, if that is what they are, that satisfies their internal mechanism and they can make a living at it, I'd much rather them be happy, doing what they want to do and supporting their family rather than force fitting them through this kind of artificial template that says you've got to go not only to college, but to this school and you have to be in this major and you have to graduate by this date. It just seems inauthentic to me, Kristen. Am I wrong?
I agree with you. And I think increasingly a lot of people are taking that route. The return on investment from a lot of these college degrees is really bad, especially when you look at liberal arts college degrees at institutions that are charging, you know, upwards of $50,000 or $60,000 per year. So, I completely agree with you. The sad thing, though, Kevin, which is what I've been trying to highlight here, is that this is not new. You know, this kind of scamming has been going on for a long time. It's just that it's often done legally. We have these wealthy families that are making, you know, multi-million dollar donations to these elite institutions.
Right.
Get their underperforming kid through the door. Now, I understand that there's value to having rich kids go to your school because schools need to get endowments, right? I mean, they need wealthy families to donate to the schools. I understand that. But it's really unfair to hardworking kids who don't come from privilege and are denied spots. I mean, I would love to see the education system go back to more of a meritocracy.
I'd love all of America to go back to a meritocracy, but that's a different conversation.
Exactly.
Hey, let's talk about your latest piece from The Hill. The title of which is Democrats Have Debate Delusion That Leaves Them Wildly Outfoxed. And you touched on one of my favorite stories from last week, which was that Fox got dropped by the Democrats from getting a debate in the 2020 cycle. What are you saying here?
Well, first of all, just from the perspective of the Democrats, I think that the DNC is missing an opportunity because there are a lot of moderates and Republicans who don't love Trump that watch Fox News, who, you know, might see Democrats and some of these Democratic candidates and be persuaded. So I think just from their standpoint, they made a bad decision and kind of shot themselves in the foot. But my column was more about the criticism on Fox News that's being, pushed by the left wing. They say, oh, Fox News is, you know, in the tank for Trump. But these leftists do not know how to delineate between opinion and hard news reporting.
Right.
Fox News does a very good job. I mean, you know, Harris Faulkner, you're on with her all the time. Shep Smith, Brett Baier, these are really stellar reporters that do not inject opinion into their reporting. And then you have people like Hannity and Tucker and Ingram who are definitely biased, but they're not claiming to be journalists. That's the difference. Over at CNN, you have hacks like Chris Cuomo and Don Lemon calling themselves journalists,
right,
when we all know they have an agenda to push.
And actually, Krista, I'm going to draw a little bit of criticism of your assessment because I think Shep has gotten wildly opinionated in recent years compared to what he used to be. When he was first starting out, I thought Shep was the toughest anchor in the business. And I think after a few things that just happened that he disagreed with, I think he started sometimes putting things on display that he never would have in the past. But aside from that, I think that you're spot on. And I think that your observation about them leaving that market out of the debate of their own ideas and their own marketplace. Look, we face this in media advertising all the time. They say, well, what's your station about? And they say, well, you know, we have this. This is our format. Well, I don't know if I want to reach that audience. Well, why don't you want to reach that audience? Like especially if you're running for office, if you're putting forward ideas that are designed to help people every single day, if I'm running for office, I want to talk to as many people as I can and trying to convince them of the rightness of my cause. The idea that you're just going to automatically nix, you know, half the cable television viewing audience.
Cable audience in the country.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Absolutely. And there are a lot of conservatives, like I said, who are basically just voting for Trump and holding their nose. They don't love Trump, but they just assume the alternative is worse. And if I were a moderate Democrat in the race, I would love the chance to get my message out.
Yeah,
to those
you're
people.
Never going to get the primary, though. You're never going to. If you're the moderate this year,
true.
It is not your year. Yeah. Whoever is handholding AOC at the debate contest that night, that's who's going to win. That's about what it's right. Come down to. The crazy new Green Deal.
Unless the progressives split up the left wing vote and there's only one moderate. That's another way that could play out, though.
I haven't seen the first moderate sign up yet. I guess Biden is technically in, but he's having trouble raising money. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. And I think coming out of California, I think Kamala Harris has all kinds of headwinds. But we'll see. We'll see. Hey, Kristen, great to talk to you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Kevin.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio coming up. A parenting hack for the day and John Catsimatidis. Don't go away.
This is AM 970, The Answer.
Generally clear skies. We sit at 47 degrees on this Wednesday afternoon. What's going on? We have the answer. While reports indicate that a woman's flashbacks from over 40 years ago led police to dig up human remains in Queens, a skeletal corpse was taken from a Richmond Hill backyard yesterday. The medical examiner is now working to determine how the person died. Apparently, a woman was had vague memories of being 11 years old and seeing her mother's boyfriend cutting up and burying a body during the middle of the night. Investigators have been working the scene since yesterday, with parts of the block still closed off at this hour. Governor Cuomo says he will not sign a new budget if it does not include a permanent property tax cap of 2%.
This government is working with you, and we're not going to increase your taxes. You're in the right place. We know that there's instability, but stay where you are. We're going to get through this.
The governor was out on Long Island this morning delivering remarks to Hicksville Community Center in Nassau County. He noted that the cost of living on Long Island is even higher than the national average, with wages for middle and working class families not keeping pace with the increase in the cost of living. He's urging state lawmakers to include the permanent tax cap in the budget due on April 1st. In sports, NBA basketball, the Nets hit the road to take on the Thunder tonight in Oklahoma City. NCAA men's basketball, Syracuse takes on Pittsburgh in the second round of the ACC tournament tonight. Coverage right here on AM 970. The Answer begins at 9 p.m. Hockey locals, Devils are in Edmonton. The Rangers are in Vancouver to take on the Canucks. Taking a look at the traffic, outbound Holland Tunnel, 30 to 40 minutes, about 15 on the city-bound side. 15 minutes outbound at the Lincoln Tunnel, so far superior of the two Hudson River tunnels back to the Garden State, 5 to 10 inbound. Mostly cloudy skies tonight, low 38. Clouds to start things off first thing tomorrow morning, then sunshine for the afternoon with a high 61, then showers likely on Friday, high 64. And now you know what's going on. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If I had to ask you what you think are going to influence the markets up or down this year, do you know what the answer is? I mean, you would if you listen to Money Monday with my friend David Fisher, who also happens to be the CEO of Landmark Capital. It's the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve are going to cost a lot of people a lot of money this year, or they might make some people some money. The determining factor, in fact, could be as simple as whether or not you own gold. And to help you with that, I don't trust anybody more than Landmark Capital in terms of understanding what my gold is worth, what kind of gold I should be buying, and why it's important to do it at the right time. Gold has been moving up recently, and it is poised in 2019 to make a huge move due to the Fed. Call today, 844-604-2575, and have a discussion, just a discussion, that will start the process. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575.
The United States Army proudly presents the Jazz Ambassadors, America's Big Band. Come enjoy 20 of America's most talented soldier musicians for a free concert in Wayne, Thursday, March 21st, 7 p.m. at the Wayne Hills High School Auditorium. For more information, please visit armyfieldband.com. That's armyfieldband.com.
What drives a business? Construction and real estate. Get the inside story from the experts on planning, engineering, government relations, and more. Don't miss Constructive Conversations with the Builders Institute. Saturday night at 7:30 on AM 970, The Answer.
AM 970, The Answer doesn't have to stop when you turn off your radio. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter or Instagram. Download the app. Just search AM 970, The Answer. Take us with you wherever you go. Tweet us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. We're everywhere. AM 970, TheAnswer.com.
She's helped parents do it better since her days in New York One. Now, she helps you hack the parenting code, one tip at a time. Shelley Goldberg and the Parenting Express, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
Let me tell you what I wish I'd known when I was young and dreamed of glory. You have no control.
Who lives, who dies, who tells your story?
President Jefferson.
I'll give him this. His financial system is a work of genius. I couldn't undo it if I tried. And I've tried.
It's one of the real sweet parts of the Hamilton musical, and the reason that I pulled that out is because when my next guest said what she wanted to talk about today, I thought of that very song from the Hamilton musical, which is all about how the story of Alexander Hamilton gets told. How does history get told, and how do we make it come alive for our kids? Shelley Goldberg, our parenting expert, who for many years was the parenting reporter at New York One, and every week tries to give you one hack at parenting, one little trick to make it a little bit better, a little bit more effective. And Shelley, it's good to have you back. Welcome. Good to have you.
Well, thank you. Well, this topic came to me, Kevin, because I saw the most outstanding, the most amazing movie the other night, Apollo 11. And what they did is they found archival footage in the vault that was never seen before. And I have no idea how they restored it, what they did, but it put me in the middle of history. I felt physically as if I was at that launch. I can't recommend it enough. So I started to think about how important, and it really got me thinking about so many things. I mean, it took me right into July 1969. I was there. So there are so many things that parents and grandparents can do to make history come alive.
Okay.
And it's so critical. It's critical now, Kevin, I think, as we both know, because kids don't know. They don't know about war and dictators and depression and socialism. And by not knowing, you lack appreciation for what you have.
Yes, you do.
And you certainly don't recognize danger and evil when it's coming right at you.
Right. Hold on one second, Shelley. Hey, Alex, get AOC on the phone so that she can listen to the rest of the segment with Shelley and I, because I want to make sure AOC hears this. Okay, go ahead, Shelley. We're all set now.
Thank you. All right. Thank you, Kevin. So here are some things that parents and grandparents can do to make history come alive so their kids are more in tune with what came before them. Go on those field trips, Kevin. I'm sure you've been there, but, you know, places where there's Civil War reenactments, or you can visit historic Richmond Town on Staten Island, Williamsburg, Mount Vernon, all those kind of places. Schedule one a year at least if you can. They're critical. All right. In your house, pick a day, pick a medieval night or a 1930s night, and actually play the music. Play the music from that time period.
I like that idea.
And knowing that you're a foodie, I would even suggest that you have another night where you make the food.
Yeah.
For example,
hey, kids, this is what we ate in 1971. Mom had Spam and Kraft macaroni and cheese, and this is what we ate.
maybe. Let me ask you, Kevin, do you know what hardtack is and war cake? Hardtack was what they ate during the Civil War.
Right.
And it was biscuits made with flour and water. War cake, because of the rationing, most kids don't even know what the word rationing means. That because you had to ration butter, sugar, and eggs, people would make cake using cinnamon and lard. But those are the kinds of things, instead of reading about it, actually make it with your children. Kevin, can I see you doing this with your kids? I can.
All right, number three.
Okay, here are some other things. Teach your kids skills that are from days gone by, like how to start a campfire, how to use a bow and arrow, those kinds of things. All right, books.
And one of those things that we could combine them, like if you took a day trip down to the D.C. area and you go to old Colonial Williamsburg, and then they can see all the old craft, you know, the candle making and the, you know, all that stuff.
Exactly. And by the way, there are so many books that you can easily access that have titles like, What If You Lived in Medieval Times? What If You Lived in 1880? And in fact, the American Girls has a whole collection of books that have these beautiful pictures of the toys that people played with, the food that they ate. So just Google and look for books that begin with, What If You Lived In, and pick a year, and you'll see that a number of them really come up.
That's cool.
Also, start exploring the history of your own family and start having discussions about great-grandma and how did she stay cool when there was no air conditioning, or how did she keep the food refrigerated when there wasn't, you know, a refrigerator? Someone told me the other day that people used to sleep around Prospect Park in Brooklyn outside in the summer to keep cool in the summer before there was air conditioning.
Hmm.
So many things that we can bring to our children that will make them much more aware of how absolutely appreciative and grateful they should be, and also be on alert for to make sure it doesn't get taken away from them.
Sure. No, the worst lesson from history is not to learn its lesson and then be destined to repeat the bad mistakes. So, Shelley, thank you for helping us make history come alive. Good suggestions. And if you missed any of it, listen to the podcast. Parenting Express with Shelley every Wednesday here in Kevin McCullough Radio.
This Saturday morning from 10 to noon, Douglas Elliman CEO Dottie Herman and the best team in real estate radio will be answering your real estate questions live. No issue is too challenging or goes unanswered. It's Eye on Real Estate with Dottie Herman. Got a question? Call 866-970-9622. That's 866-970-9622 this Saturday morning starting at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
The Stand with Israel tour with Dennis Prager and Mike Gallagher is happening December 2nd through the 11th of 2019. Join AM 970 The Answer for a 10-day expedition to the Holy Land that will change your life. You'll get timely insights into Israel's fascinating past, dynamic present, and promising future. Experience the Western Wall, modern Tel Aviv, the Dead Sea, and so much more, all in the comfort and safety of first-class accommodations. December 2nd through the 11th, 2019. Register today. Visit am970theanswer.com.
Motor into adventure in New Jersey's Delaware River region. Interact with sharks at Adventure Aquarium or explore the Battleship New Jersey. Get hands-on at the Garden State Museum or dive into Coco Key Water Resort and much more. If you're for big splashes and extreme thrills, New Jersey is for you. Plan your winter outing at visitnj.org/winter.
This message sponsored by New Jersey Travel and Tourism, the New Jersey Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you've got lower back pain, neck pain, upper back pain, how about sciatica, or completely debilitated from walking due to the amounts of pain in your back? Well, you need to talk to my friend, Dr. Melinda Keller. As the director of the Brooklyn Spine Center, she specializes in non-surgical spinal decompression. And what I love about Dr. Keller is that she's committed to eradicating the pain, not with scary injections or surgery, no. She wants to make sure your spine is healthy. She gives you a complete diagnosis, and if you've got a bulging disc, spinal stenosis, sciatica, or a herniated disc, she's going to point you in an all-natural direction that will not cut your body or put shots in your system. Find out for yourself, because she's going to help you alleviate that pain and do things like walk freely again or play with your kids or grandkids. Call Dr. Keller now, 718-234-6200. That's 718-234-6200. And let Dr. Keller and Brooklyn Spine Center help you today. That's 718-234-6200. 718-234-6200.
If you're a firm believer that education is a top priority in helping shape our children to be the future leaders of tomorrow, then you'll be excited to know that AM 970 The Answer has developed a program to help parents send their children to the best Christian schools in the area. The half-off tuition program is a way for parents to send their children to school at half the cost of the annual tuition. We've partnered up with some of the leading schools in the New York, New Jersey metro area. This is a great way for parents to reduce the costs and still have their children receive a quality education. AM 970 The Answer is also offering each school the opportunity to promote their school with a full radio advertising campaign. This is just our way to say thank you to the parents and schools that already know the importance of a good education. For more information, go to am970theanswer.com and click on the discount tuition banner. Here are just a few of the schools available: Long Island Lutheran Middle and High School, Upper Room Christian School, The Bible Speaks Academy. Once again, go to am970theanswer.com for the full listing of schools.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When picking a phone number for business, what sounds more professional? Your personal number?
Hold on, let me give you my cell. And actually, let me get yours too, just so I don't ignore your call, you know?
Or a dedicated business number, courtesy of Grasshopper.
It was a pleasure meeting you. Our number is 1-833-IT-TROOP. Give us a call anytime.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Breaking news and local news. Find it on our website, am970theanswer.com.
Everywhere I go, oh, oh, I change it all. Oh, oh, always on my road, oh, oh, I'm still New York.
He is New York's most beloved billionaire, most New Yorkers think he would have been a great mayor. And now, New York's Catman, John Catsimatidis, sits exclusively with Kevin McCullough Radio.
Pilots have been notified. Airlines have been all notified. Airlines are agreeing with this. The safety of the American people and all people is our paramount concern. Hopefully, they'll very quickly come up with the answer. But until they do, the planes are grounded.
That's President Trump just a little while ago this afternoon grounding the Boeing 737 MAX, the MAX 8, and the MAX 9. According to the FAA, there are problems with all of them, and of course, the president not wanting to encounter any of the problems that we saw in the footage from Ethiopia. John Catsimatidis, in addition to being New York's most beloved billionaire and someone that I really wish was currently mayor of our fine city, is also an aviation expert, a licensed pilot himself. And John, it's good to see you back in the studio today. Thank you for being here. What do you make of the 737 controversy and where Boeing finds itself at this very moment in time?
I was on Joe Piscopo this morning.
I'll forgive you for that. Go ahead.
And I recommended that our people listening to us should not get on a 737 aircraft. I've been a jet pilot since 1977.
Right.
78, 79. And when I got my first training, the thing they teach you, the advantage of jets over the old props.
Right.
You have to do three separate things wrong to kill yourself. I guess the 737-800 doesn't qualify at that. There's something wrong with it because pilots that you should have been able to just shut off the autopilot or whatever it is and just apply.
Because the problem was it was nosing down and you could the fix supposedly was be able to override so the pilot could then not have it happen.
Yeah, all you have to do is pull the yoke back, add power, and it shouldn't happen. That's the normal thing any pilot would do. One of the things about the Ethiopian pilot only had 200 hours in that aircraft.
And that's low.
That is very, very low. I think that is a problem. But I think the problem is with the aircraft even more. You can't have an aircraft that a pilot makes one mistake and it goes down and kills 157 people.
Yeah, it's a sad thing.
It's just wrong. I think President Trump did the right thing in grounding those aircraft until we really find out what's going on, what happened. And now, are they saying that the black box, the government is not turning it over to Boeing or the FAA?
I have not heard a final word on that yet. So as we find out, we'll let people know. But I'm not aware if they have or haven't at this point.
But we got to know the truth.
Right.
And the other thing I've been saying to people is you can't have airplanes designed by nuclear scientists at MIT. An airplane is still an airplane, and a pilot should be able to override it and do what he has to do to keep that airplane up.
With the basic laws of avionics.
Absolutely.
Yeah, wind, direction, temperature, et cetera, all that stuff. I have a cousin who's a pilot for Alaska Air, and I have a brother-in-law who's a pilot on the F-18. He's actually currently on tour in the Middle East. But I haven't heard from either one of them yet. So you were my first avionic expert to weigh in on this today.
It should not have happened. The pilot should be able to override it. And if Boeing designed something that the pilot should not override, then Boeing is liable.
That'll be interesting. That settlement's going to be in the billions. I mean,
yep.
I can't imagine it would be any less than that. Let me shift gears just a little bit because today Paul Manafort not only got his second prison sentence, but then the state of New York also opened up a fresh new set of indictments, 16 charges. This is all on mortgage fraud and being a part of a group of people that said things that weren't necessarily straight to get mortgage dollars from banks. John, you're a huge real estate investor. This is a big part of your portfolio. How bad does it have to be to really get New York State up on your business for 16 counts like this?
Well, I'm not here to defend him. I mean, if he's guilty, he's guilty.
Right.
The only thing that I see wrong in this, that it seems to be made a little bit political.
In what way?
That both the attorney general and the DA in Manhattan both indicted him the day after the federal cases were over.
Right.
Look, if he's probably guilty, guilty is guilty. I understand that. But it shouldn't.
Well, there's
go
this conspiracy theory that says that the state's doing it because they're afraid Trump's going to pardon him. He's going to get off on the federal charges.
I did hear that.
Do you think that has
that's
merit?
That's what I said. I said that I'm sure the city and state have things to go by, but it should not be political.
Don't make it
political.
In
other words, the DA and the attorney general should not get up
just base
on a
it
podium
on facts.
And say, well.
Yeah. Just base it on facts.
Just
base That's John Catsimatidis, top of the hour here in New York on AM 970, The Answer. Don't miss it. It's Cats at Night. Kevin McCullough, coming right back.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're feeling run down and don't have the energy that you'd like, it could be because you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables. In fact, it's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in capsule form, just like I do. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. It's just natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital chemicals that are created from those 100% whole food plants, fruits, and veggies. Each capsule has 10 servings of them. And once you start taking Balance of Nature, you're going to feel phenomenal. People report that their skin looks better. They have fewer aches and pains. They have a lot more energy. It's time to improve the quality of your life. The price of fruits and veggies are going up. So call now to see how you can lock in your price on fruits and veggies for an entire year and get free shipping on every order. That's 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, or go online to balanceofnature.com and use the discount code THEANSWER. Balance of Nature, changing America, one life at a time.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
Our very special guest is Corey M. Stern. He represents individuals who have catastrophically been injured, with an emphasis on children that have suffered brain damage from lead poisoning. What is your experience with lead poisoning?
My most vast experience is in Flint, Michigan, where we represent about 3,000 children who were all lead poisoned by consuming the water in Flint, and in New York City, where hundreds if not thousands of kids have been exposed to lead-based paint in New York City Housing Authority's buildings. The Housing Authority is the biggest landlord in the city.
Biggest landlord in the country.
The population of public housing in New York City is about 400,000 people, which is roughly the same size as the population of Boston, Massachusetts.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday nights at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Napa Know How. Chase Elliott here letting you know that when you spend $25 a Napa this month, you get a free Chase Elliott racing hat. Need a set of brakes? How about a new battery? Both are hat worthy. Replacing an air filter, then adding on wiper blades and headlamps just to break $25? That works too. Go get your free Chase Elliott hat today. Quality parts, helpful people, free hats. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer ends 3/31/19.
Don't miss Seton Hall Pirates postseason basketball as the Hall takes on their longtime rivals, the Georgetown Hoyas, in the Big East Tournament Thursday night here on AM 970. This is Dave Popkin. Join me along with Gary Cohen for all the action. Pregame at 9:20 and the opening tip at 9:30 p.m. from the Garden on AM 970, The Answer.
Tune in every Saturday at noon for Healthline with Dr. Bob Marshall, Ph.D., and get answers to all your health-related questions. That's Healthline with Dr. Bob Marshall, Ph.D., Saturdays at noon on AM 970, The Answer.
Cats at Night with John Catsimatidis is next. Sponsored by the Red Apple Group on AM 970, The Answer. What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, I couldn't help the snark coming from Don Trump Jr. today. He tweeted something to the effect of, hey, anybody know why nobody's heard from anybody in Hollywood today? Like, seems awfully quiet coming out of Hollywood today. Why is anybody in Hollywood talking today? And I guess that's not completely true, because there's been some celebrities that have kind of bitten back at the people that have been named, which is unfortunate. Again, there's going to be children at the heart of this that are going to be victimized. There's a lot of pain here to go around. But I have to say that when you're talking about the college scandal, it is largely a problem. And Kelsey Harkness mentioned this at the top of the show. Nobody's talking about the affordability of college. Nobody's talking about why Yale, when it has enough of an endowment to stay in business for like the next billion years, and they're still raising their price each semester on the students coming in. I mean, the reason that some college has gotten to be unaffordable is because other portions of college have gotten greedy. And when I consider the rate of return that people are getting in terms of the quality of the education, if my local junior college can actually give my kids the 2+2 and the philosopher said this and turn in your English paper by this time, like if they can get the basics that gives them the skills necessary, but they really can find meaning and fulfillment in doing something with their hands or in some other aspect besides just the eternal grind of paying a college bill, I'm going to be all for it. We'll see what happens from there. Charlie Kirk, one of my favorite Twitter reads, also said today, how can anyone take politicians seriously who say they want to ban planes, abolish cars, knock down walls, kill all the cows? Especially when they fly around on Gulfstreams and pull up to events in massive SUV limos and live in gated communities and host elitist fundraisers at steak restaurants. It does seem to put some of the AOC agenda under a bit of a microscope, does it not? That she ignores everything that she says to be for? I told Charlie he left one small thing out. You forgot to add, at bribing once great universities to take their spawn who'd rather be on Instagram except for game days. Anyway, who's going to have a better year this year, Lori Loughlin or Odell Beckham? I mean, that's, it's a Sophie's choice on that one. I'm Kevin McCullough. You stick around. We're glad to be with you every single day, hoping to obliterate a bit of confusion, amplifying some truth, and pursuing clarity. I'll see you tomorrow.
Opinion. Passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.